Chapter 50. Candace Pennington's wife was waiting for Jesse when he got back to the office. She introduced herself as Anderson Pennington, told Jesse she went by Andy, and that she had taken Pennington as her married name, all in the first 30 seconds before she got to it. "Candace is missing," she said. They were in the front lobby. She was short and dark-haired, looking older than Candace. There was so much nervous energy to her, Jesse imagined a sprinter about to come out of the blocks. "Let's go into my office," he said. He saw a suit at his desk. No sign of Molly or Sonny. Jesse motioned her into his office and into a chair across from his desk. "I think she's been taken," Andy Pennington said, "and that's my best-case scenario." "Tell me about it," Jesse said. She clasped her hands in front of her. "I haven't heard from her since she left here yesterday," she said. "I was in Los Angeles, about to get on a flight. Delayed, of course. Originally supposed to get in about midnight. Didn't end up landing until 2. You had to let them tell it their way. She called when I was going through security," Andy Pennington said. "Said she was going to see an old friend. It was a bad connection. Kept breaking up. One of those stupid, can you hear me calls? I told her I'd call her when I was at the gate. When I tried, it went straight to voicemail. I texted her from the plane. No response." "Might she have had a couple of drinks at dinner and decided to spend the night," Jesse said, "rather than leave her car?" "I've already checked every hotel and inn around here," she said. She hugged herself now, as if to keep herself from flying apart. "Do you have that friend-finding app on your phone?" "We both do," Andy Pennington said. "But it's either died or been turned off, or somebody smashed it to bits. The last location was Paradise." She shook her head. "What a fucking name for this place, by the way," she said. Jesse verified Candace Pennington's number with her, wrote it down. Told her that if the phone was still intact, they had ways to ping it through her carrier. "Could she have lost her phone somehow?" he said. "Impossible," she said. "She's one of those people who takes her phone with her into the bathroom." She was rocking back and forth now in her chair. "Something terrible has happened," she said. "You know how you know things? I know." Then she muttered, more to herself than to him, "I never should have let her come back here." "If she's still here," Jesse said, "we'll find her." It was just bullshit small talk. He wasn't sure if she was even listening to him. She was helpless and angry and scared, growing more frantic by the moment. He imagined the inside of her head being filled with voices, all her own. "We may find out there's a simple explanation," Jesse said. "Stop saying we," she said. "There is no we. There's just Candace out there somewhere, all because she came back to this godforsaken place." "Her text didn't say who the old friend was?" She shook her head. "Did she still have friends up here?" "A few girls who didn't abandon her back then," Andy Pennington said. "She said most of the girls treated her like she was wearing some sort of scarlet letter, the bitches." "Do you remember any names?" She shook her head again. "It has to be Bo Marino," she said. "Candace told me what was going on up here, that he'd come back for you and your friends, but maybe it was her he wanted all along." Jesse asked her if Candace had an easy pass on her car. She said she did. Jesse asked if she could get the number. She pulled it up on her phone and gave it to him. "I pay the bills," she said. He told her he would check to see if there had been any activity on the pass, and that they would re-canvass all the hotels and inns. He asked if Candace had ever been in contact with Kevin Feeney. "The other member of the Paradise Three?" she said. "Never." "Candace said she had a gun," Jesse said. "And that she knows how to use it." "Damn right," she said. "Concealed carry permit and everything. Just like a big girl." "Would she have it with her?" Candace hadn't had a purse with her when she'd come to the office. Maybe she hadn't wanted to bring a gun into a police station. "I'm sure she had it with her," Andy Pennington said. "She doesn't go to Whole Foods without it." Jesse said to her, "Without offending you, I need to ask one more question." "Everything is offending me this morning," she said. "If she somehow saw Bo Marino in Paradise," he said, "is there any chance that she was the one after him and not the other way around?